Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I will.
He brings the passion.
For what? I want to know now. I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point.
Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is whack.
Oh, my God. Oh.
And he's doing a great job.
I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Simon, you're doing a great job.
They are Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, we're going to talk a lot of 49ers Packers. Got a couple great guests to do that with. Andrew Brandt, former vice president of the Packers at 12:30. Sean Salisbury at 2 p.m. We're going to start out with the Warriors, though. That's the worst loss of the year. I don't think there's any doubt about it. And I'm looking at that game last night, and they're playing without Draymond Green. And it's becoming more and more obvious they're going nowhere without Draymond Green, right? They're going nowhere without Draymond Green. He is so important defensively. He is Steph Curry's security blanket on the offensive end. He is a playmaker that gets guys easy shots. I mean, this homestand is a 7-game homestand, and you're thinking, hey, maybe do some damage on this homestand.
Yeah.
Take 6 or 7. I think they'll take 4-3 right now.
And I'll say this, partner, happy payday. You probably didn't know it was payday. Playoff Eve, Packers, Niners. But I got to say this. I'm so with you about Draymond Steiny, and I used to fight you left and right about just how valuable he was and initiating the offense like Dibs just talked about. But there's a trend that's been around the Golden State Warriors, and I've ignored it the last couple of years, Steiny, even with Dre on the court. Last night it bit him in the ass. That's turnovers. There's too many turnovers. And I'm asking you, the basketball aficionado, one, how do you fix it? And two, what's driving me crazy, Steiny, I'm not panicked, I'm passionate, is even if Dre, let's just say he was on the court, would Wiggins be going through what I think he's going through? And I know they'll get it rectified. And Jordan Poole, because to me, moving forward, Steiny, if you lose to that version of the Pacers, the Bulls come in here looking like the Phoenix Suns. Like, that's feasible for them to come give you that work tonight after losing to that team. And every opportunity they had that you thought, okay, here we go, Warriors going to bring this home, they just couldn't do it, Steiny. And I'm going to end it with this. I'm no coach. Used to coach CYO. Shout out Eddie House. But Jonathan Kuminga, he didn't have the best game. He's young. But I would have liked to see him finish that game, Steiny. Even if you didn't win, you would give him some of that experience of, can we call it high leverage, you know, game on a national televised game. And I guess I was a little disappointed that he didn't get any run in the end.
First of all, they play the Rockets tonight. They got a good shot of winning. Yeah. But Kuminga, I mean, to me, like, I'm looking at last night's game, and first of all, the foul, the non-foul. Okay, two things. First of all, Juan Toscano-Anderson messed that play up because he had to go for a steal when you didn't want to go for a steal. All you wanted to do there, even if Kerr says don't foul, which he admitted he doesn't even know why he didn't foul there, but okay, he didn't. Okay, so what do you have to do there? You have to not let him get a three. Well, Juan Toscano-Anderson goes for a steal on the inbounds, gets compromised right off the bat, and Steph Curry sees a ball there that, okay, turns his head, and now they got Holiday taking a three. So you got one guy making a mistake by gambling at the wrong time. You got another guy making a mistake, your best player, turning his head and losing one of the only shooters that team has. And so, you know, you're supposed to be a championship team, but you're not even executing down the stretch. And people can tell they're going to make shots. We're over halfway through the season, all right?
Yes, we are.
And Curry's not shooting well, and Poole's not shooting well, and Klay Thompson's not shooting well. And you want to know what I'm worried about? I'm worried that we're seeing that Klay Thompson, his return, or his it's going to take a lot of time. It's going to take he's going to be a better player next year than right now. And the fact of the matter is right now, and listen, Klay Thompson's a Hall of Fame player. He's a great player.
That's already done.
One of the great. Right. He's hurting them right now. He's hurting them in a big way. He's taking the most shots. He's missing the most shots. Defensively, I guess he's been okay defensively, but there hasn't been one game where you see, look at Klay. He's kind of shutting down that number one again. He doesn't get to the line. So he's not being efficient when he's not making shots. He doesn't rebound. And he's not a huge playmaker. So if Klay Thompson's not making shots, I mean, like, I'm sick of talking about Kuminga and JTA and Gary Payton II. The reason this team's struggling right now is because their best players are not playing well.
Wow, Stoney, that's heavy. And I'll say this. Because you haven't made a judgment on what you want to happen. And, you know, like you said, Klay has earned this to come and start right back. We love it. But you are right, Stoney. There are two scoreboards in this instance. And when I watch the Warriors, we're happy for Klay. And then it's the residual of how it's affecting everybody else. But what I'm getting a little nervous in is I thought it would be a week, Stoney. I thought it'd be 2 weeks. But when you say a lot, and then we got to hit the reset button when Dre comes back, if his injury isn't too serious. So my question to you, Stoney, is he's earned this. I don't know if Kerr and Myers and company thought it would be what it is through umpteen games, but what's the alternative? And that's why I wasn't saying him coming off the bench right now, since he's not playing 30 minutes, is a demerit. No, not at all. But Jordan Poole's special, Stoney, and he's special in regard to when he's hot, he can put the ball in the hole. He knows what he wants to do, and it seems like him and Wiggins simultaneously are thrown off. I get it, but I'm not too sure that it's coming right back. So when you say or emphasize a lot, that's what has me a little nervous, Stoney. Like, when is that going to happen, especially since we don't know when Dre's coming back?
Of all the Warrior players, the one guy I would actually worry about asking to go to the bench would be Klay Thompson. I do not want Klay Thompson to go to the bench. I do not want to ask Klay Thompson to go to the bench. And I certainly don't want to appease Wiggins and particularly Jordan Poole. Hey, Jordan Poole, you're playing with Steph Curry and you're playing with Klay Thompson. Come off the bench and do your job. Plain and simple. Like, he hasn't done enough to think he's earned the right to be a starting two in this league. He's shooting the ball terribly. And what does Jordan Poole do? Well, how does he help you if he's not shooting well? See, that's the problem. So, like, right now, as it relates to Klay Thompson and Jordan Poole, if they're not making threes, how are they helping you? They're not creating. They're not rebounding. They're not defending great. So, you know, Jordan Poole, he's the one who's got to figure it out. I really – I I don't think Clay would respond well to coming off the bench. I don't.
And I'll tell you what, I like that. And, Stoney, what about Wiggins? You know, I'm not saying everybody has a bad game regardless of who's out there, but he had 15 shot attempts last night, so you got to make the best of that. But, I mean, again, Curry had a chance to be a hero, Stoney. I'm not doubting the chef because I love him, but there was a sequence where he came and took almost a 40-footer right past half court, and I'm just like –
Was he open, though? He's just missing open shots, right?
You got me there. But, yeah, I can't believe they lost that game, partner. I really can't.
I actually can't either. I thought at about eight different times they were going to win that game. You know,
he's a baller.
Wiggins,
I didn't know he was that good.
I think Wiggins is going to be fine. Like, to me, what Wiggins is going through right now should have been expected. And the bottom, I mean, look – Clay is taking a ton of shots. He's turned into a ball stopper. See, that's the other thing about Clay Thompson. He's a shooter. We all know that. But he's a catch-and-shoot shooter. He moves without the ball, catches, shoot. Move without the ball, one dribble, shoot. He's dribbling. He's creating on his own. And he's getting a shot off, but they're not going in. Bottom line is, I think he has the ball in his hands way too much.
Wow,
and Wiggins has only been there, he's only been here 2 years. Clay's a legend around here.
Yeah,
what's he supposed to do? We've got to wait for Clay to settle in. Plain and simple, I think. If you're the Golden State Warriors,
we're not mind readers. I know how you feel. You know how I feel, and I love Clay. Do you think the Warrior brass or even players may be a bit perplexed as to a lot of dribbling and a lot of shot attempts? Or do you think this is status quo and they put this in the equation when Clay came back? Because something's eating at me, Stoney. And again, I love Clay, but I don't think they thought it would be to this degree, the volume of shots.
And you know what? Clay can be defiant.
What did he say when Durant was coming? I ain't changing my game.
Well, and he also said, I don't care if I miss 100, I'm going to keep shooting. And, like, that's the thing we love about Clay.
Love you, Clay. Yeah.
But you keep throwing up 6 for 17s, and guess what? This team's going to start racking up the losses. I mean, he's just got to be a little bit smarter. He hasn't played in 2 years. He's obviously trying to go back and come back and show everybody he's got everything that he had before. I just think that's going to take time. And right now, he's not the player he was. And a big part of it's just because he's not shooting well. But none of them are shooting well. And that's my biggest issue is...
No, you're right.
People can say till they're blue in the face, they're just missing open shots. Okay, well, guess what? You miss open shots in the playoffs, you're going to get beat. So I don't think they're all open shots. I think the Warriors' shot selection in general has been worse than years past. That includes Curry in a big way. I think he's taken tougher shots this year. And Jordan Poole, he's never shown that he can be a 40% shooter from three-point range. So until I see differently, he's a 33 to 35% shooter. I mean, what you can't have is Clay shooting 30%, and he's going to pick that up. But there's been a ton of 9 for 42s this year, which is what they shot from the three-point line.
Now, you are right, and that's true. And let me put another rat on the table, Stoney, or the first one of the show. What we can't put at Clay Thompson's doorstep or try to equate to him coming back, and I brought it up earlier, and I just want your thoughts, this turnover problem. Like, what's going on? Do you think that is it suffocating defense, ball pressure, or just lackadaisical, but it's happening more now than it's biting them in the tail now than to me it has in the past, and maybe because they haven't been playing playoff basketball the last 2 years. But you just mentioned one thing, Stoney. You said we're past the halfway point, and I just want to share with Dub Nation what has me a little nervous. We're always kicking the can down the road, waiting on somebody. The bus is at a different bus stop every time, every month, every week, waiting on something. We finally get Clay back, and Dre goes out. I come on and tell you, hey, I'm a little nervous about the calf. Now it's a disc. So there is no for sure, Stoney, that they're going to get this continuity in 2 or 3 weeks. So now I'm looking like, when is that day going to come where we say, you know what? And Wiseman's back. They're whole. That's what I'm getting. The trepidation in my voice is starting to, you know, it's starting to take over a little bit because I'm getting nervous by playoff time. That's April. Who's to say that still ain't, those aren't question marks?
They might be. But the team's getting older. This is what happens. Klay's coming off 2 years of injury. He's 30 plus. Draymond's 30 plus, and he's played how to play bigger guys his entire career.
Curry played 44 minutes, Stein.
That's crazy. I mean, that's just absolutely ridiculous. That's absolutely ridiculous. I mean, I don't know what that is at this point. But you're right
Chase
about the turnovers.
Wins.
Right now, the Warriors are second to last in turnovers. They average 15 a game.
Man.
So they're
not the best free throw shooting team either, Stani.
Not when Curry or Jordan Poole or Klay Thompson shooting them, or not shooting them, I should say. But they're out of sorts right now. They're not shooting the ball well, and I think they've become a little easier to defend. And I'm not exactly sure why. Look at the turnovers last night. What, Looney had 5 last night? So it's like, where did those come from? I mean, Juan Toscano-Anderson, he's mistake-prone. So he's going to – but keep in mind, they're playing without Draymond, and Draymond leads their team in turnovers because he's involved in so many plays. I mean, last night, Curry didn't turn the ball over. So that to me is like the whole team's got to try to button it up because their turnovers, it's not just one guy game in and game out that commits 5 or 6 turnovers. Yeah. Iguodala last night. I mean.
Ouch.
And see, I just feel like they can win it, but they need everybody to be healthy and at the top of their games.
Yeah.
And they're not there yet. I mean, you know, Iguodala has struggled. There's just no doubt about it. Klay can't make shots right now. So we'll come back to the Golden State Warriors on the other side. But next, we're going to talk to Andrew Brandt. He's a former vice president for the Green Bay Packers, now works for The Athletic and Sports Illustrated. Real knowledgeable guy. Looking forward to talking to him on the other side. And don't forget, we're streaming live on Twitch and YouTube live. Go to twitch.tv/957thegame and youtube.com/957thegame to subscribe for all the latest content. We'll be right back on 957 The Game.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 957 The Game.
All righty, welcome back, Steiny and Guru. We're joined by Andrew Brandt. He is the former vice president of the Green Bay Packers. He's written for Sports Illustrated and The Athletic, and right now he's a professor of sports law at Villanova University. Andrew, thank you so much for joining us. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, happy to be with you guys.
Let me start out with the big question, obviously, out here in the Bay, and it's about Jimmy Garoppolo's future. I'm sure you're familiar with the drafting of Trey Lance, what they gave up for Trey Lance, Jimmy's contract situation next year. How do you – and now he's got him in the division round, Jimmy Garoppolo. How do you see this playing out?
Well, it's so interesting, this game, for a lot of reasons. It really is two quarterbacks that have been, I guess, let me put it this way. These two quarterbacks, their replacements, their succession plan is in place, and it has been in place. The only question is when, right? The only question, when Jordan Love replaces Aaron Rodgers, Trey Lance replaces Jimmy Garoppolo, we know those are going to happen, 100% in my mind. The only question has been and continues to be when. In Garoppolo's case, it's obviously more of a factor than in Rodgers because of the resources. When you take a quarterback that high in the draft and you trade up, meaning that you had to give up another number one pick to get there, that's a serious commitment. And that commitment means he's going to play. I would guess that would mean next year because it's rare indeed for a quarterback to sit 1 year. You know, all the other quarterbacks, as everyone knows, in the 2021 draft, were playing by early in the season, except for Trey Lance. So this is something where I would expect them to move on. And then it becomes draft choice compensation. What can you get? How high can you get for Garoppolo? How does that go? How's the trade market? All of those things.
Andrew, let's talk Aaron Rodgers. We all know he had the rocky off season, and I'll never forget. I was telling my partner week one, people were doubting him if he was invested in football because they lost. And now, as spectacular as he is, here we are. But I'm talking about the podcast. The innuendos in regard to his future. How do you think he's enduring himself to Packer Nation? Or how would you grade how he's handled his future off the field this season?
Well, I think let's go back, because we'll go back all the way to 2020. They take Jordan Love. I was there 15 years ago. We took Aaron Rodgers. Brett Favre was livid. His agent was livid. They called me right away. It was very uncomfortable for a long period of time. Aaron, the best we can tell, was a good soldier the entire 2020 year, and then started making noise in 2021. And I think what he was asking the Packers, who couldn't answer really, it's like, what's the plan here? You know, you drafted my replacement. What's the plan? And I think the plan for the Packers was, we don't want to move to Love yet because we want you. You're going to take us to a Super Bowl, we think. You're the MVP. Why not? But Aaron would probably say, well, it doesn't help me much, right, if you're going to replace me. So I never thought that Aaron would not play for the Packers this year because he had no options, right? He was not going to retire, and Packers weren't going to trade him. So there you go. Now we get to next year, and who knows? I mean, I have been kind of holding my guns to the fact that I do think the Packers' plan has been to move to Love in 2022. And I know everyone's coming at me, well, they're getting along so well, they love each other, the team's so great, how could they move on from Aaron? I get all that, but that's kind of a fan media point of view. If you're in the front office, you have a plan. And I think the plan has been to move to Love in 2022. Again, that's 2 years. Like I said, I don't think first-round quarterbacks ever last for more than a year since Aaron Rodgers. But I think that was a long time ago. So I still see him moving to another team in 2022.
Former Green Bay Packers Vice President Andrew Brandt joining us on 95.7 The Game. You got me a little bit curious now about the Favre situation. Did you tell Favre, and was his agent Buss Cook back at the time, if I may have that right, but did you tell Favre,
yeah,
hey, look, this is what we're going to do, try not to worry about it?
No. Well, first of all, yeah, Buss. I dealt with Buss hundreds of times over my career with Brett. I mean, and no, you don't tell him, and I don't think the Packers told Rodgers about Love. We were in a situation differently 16 years ago, where two things happened that night. I've told this story many times. Number one, all the players we had rated first round, except for one, were off the board. And the other thing that happened was that one was a quarterback where all these teams that promised him they would take him never did. So we're looking at taking a quarterback.
Right.
We have the most durable quarterback in the history of the sport. He's 36 years old, and he wasn't happy. Of course, we didn't tell him. We didn't know we were going to take a quarterback. So we took him because he was the best player available, even though we had absolutely no need for that position. And, of course, it turned out okay. We turned out the best player in football fell in our lap. But these things happen. And I spent 3 years in my career taking calls from Brett's camp every week. Like, you know, this stinks coming into work every day and sitting with my replacement. And taking calls from Aaron's camp, like, what am I ever going to play? And I would think this has to be going on with the Packers again and with the 49ers.
Yeah.
And it happened with Garoppolo in New England. These are tough situations that teams have to manage.
Well said, Andrew. Let me ask you about Deebo Samuel. I told my partner he's so unique, Andrew. When you watch him play the game of football, is he opening up a whole lane for receivers to come out slash running backs? Because I know he's not Devontae Adams or Jerry Rice, but what makes him so special? And do you think we're going to see more Deebo Samuels coming out of college?
Yeah, I mean, I think the word that scouts use talking about him that have told me about him is ferocity and velocity. There's just he plays the game like a defensive player. He just sort of really goes at people. And that's a unique talent. What's amazing about Samuel, and we're going to see if it lasts through tomorrow night, is that defenses know it's coming, right? Yeah. So the 49ers have been successful with not a lot of options, right? They use Samuel, they use Kittle, they run with Mitchell. This is not a diverse offense. So, you know, it's going to be interesting to see if the Packers key on Samuel, but you would think a lot of teams have tried that. It did seem the Cowboys took away Kittle, but they obviously couldn't handle Samuel.
Andrew, let me ask you this about Kyle Shanahan, and I've kind of been poking around with this question because I'm kind of interested in it. You know, the 49ers obviously lost Mostert before the season started, and then Mitchell, their rookie, got a little banged up early, and that's when Shanahan started using Deebo Samuel in the backfield. Would any other coach in the NFL, you think, have tried that or would have done that?
Not sure. Good question. I mean, I think you operate talent wherever you got it. I know the Packers have used Randall Cobb in that role. It's a different kind of role because Randall's more of the shifty kind than the physical kind. But yeah, you see Cordarrelle Patterson now with Atlanta. You just see teams operate with talent at different positions. You know, the whole idea is get the ball in the hands of your playmakers. See if they're better athletes than the defense.
Yeah. Andrew, I need your help. I really do, because you mentioned, you know, the media, talk shows, basically what me and my partner do. And Aaron Rodgers, when you talk about just physicality, the thrower of the ball, the no throw he can't make, the ability to run and throw, he's done it all. And yet all this week I've been hearing he's only got one Super Bowl. I mean, at what point? And I don't know why that is, but I know he's one of the best quarterbacks I've laid eyes on him. Do you think there's any merit to people questioning the greatness of Aaron Rodgers? Let's just say the Packers don't get it done and he only has one Super Bowl. Where do you come down on talk like that, or do you call it nonsense?
Well, the way I come down on talk like that is, do people understand that football is not tennis? You know, football, it's not golf. You know, there's 22 players on the field. Aaron plays in half the plays, at best. And I think the most amazing stat I've seen about Aaron Rodgers to this day is points scored against him in playoff games compared to points scored against Tom Brady. I think it's something like 34 average points against Aaron Rodgers in the playoffs. 18 or 17 average points against Tom Brady in the playoffs. Now, if you put that stat up there, yeah, you're going to win a lot of Super Bowls with going against 18-point teams versus 34-point teams. And you guys know it well. San Francisco is beat up on Aaron Rodgers' teams with Colin Kaepernick, with Jimmy Garoppolo, with that running game a couple years ago. And here's the breaking news. Aaron was never on the field for any of those plays against the defense. So yeah, I think you have to look at it both ways.
Andrew, thank you so much. That's very interesting because you would think that'd be a known statistic, really. I mean, like, for example, I don't know, in baseball, you know the pitchers that get the least amount, let's say, of run support, and it's kind of a similar situation, but it does feel like in the NFL, it's – all that doesn't matter. That's just nuance. You win or you lose. That's it.
Yeah. Well, it is a team sport. I try to tell people that all the time. you know, people ask me who's this, who's great, who's Hall of Fame, who's MVP. I just think it's kind of all like, how do you know? Because how do you know if it's, if a running back gets 1,000 yards, whether it's the running back or the line? How do you know if a receiver's killing the D-backs, if it's the scheme or the quarterback? Or I've been around football my whole life. I don't know the answer to those things. I think there are special talents. We've talked about Debo and Aaron. But, again, you're only as good as the team.
Andrew, thank you so much for joining us. Great insight. We really appreciate it. And look forward to talking to you again soon.
All right, guys. I got some tweets about my newsletter. So you sign
up. Yeah, give it to me.
Andrew-Brandt.com is where you sign up for the newsletter every week.
All right. You're awesome. Back in my neck of the woods outside Philly. Huh? Are you from back there?
I moved here after moving my wife to rural Wisconsin for 10 years. She got to pick the next stop.
Okay.
She's from back Philly area.
Yeah. I love it back there. So have fun and good luck to you, man.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Andrew Brandt, former vice president of the Packers, drafted Aaron Rodgers, told Brett Favre to go pound sand. He did.
No, I love, like, I mean, what would you do if you were, I would be
well, you
pissed
know what?
Off too, well, hold, man.
Yeah, you know what, though, that's very interesting to me because the 49ers called Garoppolo and said, we're taking Trey Lance after they made the trade to move up.
Okay.
So that's why I kind of asked him if he traded Favre, he told Favre.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I was kind of surprised when he said no. No, I didn't tell Favre or his agent. But I think one of the reasons that he didn't tell Favre was because going into the draft, he didn't know he was going to draft a quarterback. They got down to 24, and all of a sudden Rodgers was there, and he was too kind of dynamic to pass up at that point, whether you had Favre or not. So that's probably why he didn't tell Favre, whereas the Niners, they knew they were moving up to get a quarterback. They probably figured, let's go ahead and tell Garoppolo.
In what, Stoney, I came in the other day, I believe it was Tuesday, and I told you I was emotional just about how you can look at one thing and 10 different people can have 10 different views. In what, and I'm not hating on Love. He may go on to be a Pro Bowler, Super Bowl winner, but in what world is Aaron Rodgers' time expired? So it has to be personal, right? It has to be a rift with the front office and Aaron Rodgers. It can't just be football related. Like,
why?
There's major gas left in this tank. He's not, and I'm just, we don't know how long he wants to play, Stoney, but he ain't nowhere near Tom Brady's age. So you look at that like, oh, he's got some gas left. Like, well, why would Jordan Love or any exec look at it? Jordan Love is, hey, we want to go away from Aaron. Like, what's behind that?
Because part of the general manager's job is to prepare for the future. I mean, you got to prepare for the future. And if you watch football, very rarely can you, well, you know what? Hey, boom, we need a quarterback. Okay, let's go get a quarterback. You got to plan for getting a quarterback. You got to scout the draft. You got to look at free agency. I got no problem with any team drafting a guy's backup or drafting a guy's heir apparent. I mean, what are you supposed to do?
But here's the other thing about Aaron Rodgers. He said 2022, that Love may be the option. Now, like, to me, that's way too soon.
Well, why?
Because A-Rod is still playing at a high level.
Let me tell you something, and I'm being dead serious here.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers is working on, like, losing the Packers fans. I know a bunch of Packer fans, man, and they're like, well, one of the reasons he's never won a Super Bowl is because we can't afford to pay anybody else because of all the money he's making. You know, Tom Brady takes pay cuts. Aaron Rodgers never taken a pay cut. But like, all that aside, how old's Aaron Rodgers? 37?
Yeah, I keep looking at it. I don't know.
And here's the other thing about Aaron Rodgers.
44, right.
That's here's the great. Other thing about Aaron Rodgers. He's hosted, and you might be like, that doesn't matter. I think it does. He's hosted Jeopardy. He's got an eye toward after football. There's no doubt. And he's also made it known that, you know, if he doesn't, he'll walk away at any time.
Right, man.
So what are you going to do? Let Aaron Rodgers leave you high and dry?
Well, I was looking at it like this, Donnie, and this is just me. If I was a GM or owner, hey, man, when you're ready, how about this 2 or 3 year deal? And you ride off when you're done playing football. But I need to know you're going to honor this contract. And then he can go, you know what, Stoney? I'm here for the 3 years. Let's go do it. See, that to me, he's earned already. And, you know, I'm still flabbergasted that Brady's not New England. I get what you're saying about the backup, Stoney, and prepping for the future. But if this dude ends up going to the Vikings and they go to the Super Bowl like Tom did with Tampa Bay – back in the old school, that would never happen. Guy Terry Bradshaw would end with the Steelers, Staubach with Dallas. And I know times have changed. I'm just one of those dudes, Justani. If you've done a lot and we got a great relationship, let's ride this to the end.
I mean, that's the other thing. And you said, is it personal? And my first thing is, no, it's not personal. But I guess it is kind of personal because Rodgers has made it clear to the Packers he's not altogether happy. Yeah. So you can't, I mean – yeah, is Rodgers a great quarterback? Yes, but he's old, and I don't know if he's going to play one more year or four more years. Yeah. So you have to have somebody, I think, ready to play. I mean, I don't know who the Tampa Bay Buccaneers backup is, but they need to stay. If you're the Bucs, you don't think you're looking at a quarterback? You're not going to go look for a quarterback right now, to either if Brady gets hurt or Brady walks away.
I totally get that. I get that. Especially
and to me, there's a lot of quarterbacks like that. To me, Rodgers is Russell Wilson. You got to get a quarterback up there in Seattle. He's getting too old. Yeah. You know, Atlanta, they got to get off Matt Ryan.
No doubt, no doubt. I mean, but you and I have,
and you know what? And Green Bay's the same,
but
just Rodgers playing at a little bit of a higher level.
And Steiny, we had this debate. We really did. When it went down in real time, Aaron Rodgers is looking at it like, hey, I got forever and a day to play. And you go draft or waste a pick when I'm doing my part and we're kind of close, you go waste a pick. Now, you know, it's about timing. So I get him being mad as hell. Like, what the hell are you guys doing? I'm still in my technical prime and you're going wasting a pick on something that ain't going to see the field. Like,
this is
like
where,
I can buy that.
This is where a player's got to stay in his lane. And Aaron Rodgers has been reckless for the last few years. And here's what I mean. Remember Joe Lacob? And I can't remember the interview. It must have been with Us in the Morning, and they were saying, well, Draymond's got input. And how much input do you take for the big three?
It's
like, well, we listen.
Yeah.
And then at one point, Joe Lacob said, you know, with all due respect, they're just players. They're just players.
Right.
They don't dictate anything. Because you can't have your players dictating anything. If the Golden State Warriors, let's say the Golden State Warriors would have drafted LaMelo Ball, who's a point guard.
All right.
You think Steph Curry would have been like, I'm out of here. Get me out of here. I can't believe you drafted a point guard. No.
Okay.
They'll play together until Steph retires. So, like, and we kind of saw it with Garoppolo, who's not even nearly at the stature of Rodgers. Why would you worry about, like, if Trey Lance couldn't beat out Jimmy Garoppolo, how long is it going to take Jordan Love to beat out Aaron Rodgers? Probably as long as Aaron wants to be the starter, I would think.
And when I saw Love play, Steiny, I know he's a pup, but it wasn't like, oh, my God, this is the next Aaron Rodgers. Now, he may be in 3 or 4 years, maybe even two, but I just – and I say all this to say people are going to say, oh, Guru, you're defending or caping up for Rodgers. Steiny, I wouldn't hang out with the guy. And that might be prejudice, but from what I think I know of what type of individual he is, I wouldn't hang out with him. I get that. But as a quarterback, giving you all that I got, and I'm still kind of young, my birth certificate a little old, but I'm still balling, I would be PO'd you go bring in Love to just sit on the bench when that could have been a DB. That could have been an O-lineman. You know, I get that part of it.
I mean, I get it, and you can be a little upset about it, but, you know, you want to kind of – and I'm not saying he did that sabotage his situation, because obviously he's been playing great this year. 888-957-9570. Let's continue with this 49er-Packers discussion. Here's a question I – just off the top of my head, just thought about. Who would you – what quarterback situation would you rather have right now? The Packers or the 49ers today and 5 years from now?
Answer. Boy, 888-957-9570.
That's what we'll talk about on the other side. It's all sponsored by the Department of Healthcare Services.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.